Stargazer by Brad Beck. A man would stargaze every evening, walking to the outskirts of the town where the lights were dimmer. One night he was so fascinated by the abundance of stars in the nighttime sky, he fell into a pit. Unhurt and unshaken, yet unable to climb out, he began to yell for help. A passerby heard his cries and came upon the stargazer and listened to his story. "My good fellow," the man said, "while you were trying to seek the mysteries of the heavens, you overlooked the common things under your feet." The passerby helped the stargazer out of the pit and gave him a life-altering bit of wisdom. We often look up when we should be looking ahead, causing us to miss opportunities and avoid pitfalls. It is fascinating to dream and ponder the possibilities of far-off stars. I, too, ponder the mysteries of the universe by dreaming about what is beyond here and now. Yet it is in day-to-day life that I find my full potential in the real opportunities of what is possible. Pondering a possible outcome is potent, yet it is in action that helps us achieve it. I remember when I was a kid, there was a cartoon with a character that had an angel on one shoulder and a demon on the other. They would fight for control over the main character's attention. Life can be like this, with dreams getting overcome by the practical things we need to do daily. My observations and reason guide me toward opportunities that, with hard work and the use of my mind, benefit me. It takes self-mastery, moral courage, and the practice of virtues to stay grounded. There are many diversions that can divide our attention and get us off track. Vices can be like a magnet pulling on our being. It takes a strong will and tedious work to overcome those animal appetites that deviate our good intentions. I find daily routines move me in a positive direction. I wake up early in the morning and recite positive phrases and have thoughts of success that prepare me for the day. I read a page or two of something that will inspire or inform me. I will often write down my own reactions to what I have read. It can be a paragraph or a page, but I challenge myself to write. I stretch and breathe deeply before I go to the gym to help strengthen my body as well as my mind. These are a few habits that I attempt to do daily. By doing this routine, I have found it helps me meet the challenges of my day. I am no superhuman being. I have realized over time that if I complete these daily tasks, I tend to have a more successful day. I try to make the most of every minute because I realize time is limited and I want to invest it wisely. I do a lot of self-talk and give myself a small reward for meeting my goals. It is not always easy, and sometimes I miss the mark. Yet I know if I do my best that day, I can get closer to the destination I set for myself. I also find being a member of a club or service organization and interacting with people helps build my skills and fulfills a need to listen, learn, and laugh with others. These groups I belong to align with my values and enhance life by rewarding me with immense satisfaction. I have observed that too many people have a void in their lives by not belonging to a meaningful group or organization. There are so many ways to get involved and find a charity or a cause that can provide countless opportunities for making a difference in your life and the lives of those you can impact. I know there are struggles people face. I empathize with those who have challenges and struggle with many of these debilitating situations that life puts in one's way. I am grateful I have found a way I can address overcoming obstacles by doing these few routines and being involved in group activities to help me be and do my best. Dreaming and looking ahead is part of human experience. It needs to be encouraged and cultivated. However, I have found it is the luminous, little daily activities that have helped me get to my own accomplishments. Yes, look up at the wonders of our universe. Just be careful where you step.